Remembering military veterans, doing yard work, and going to Bratfest. It must be Memorial Day weekend. People travel from near and far to take part in the world's largest Bratfest as their kickoff to summer. So says Tim Metcalf, whose dad founded the event 26 years ago. He's hoping the weather and the high gas prices will work in his favor as more people avoid driving and just hang out at Bratfest in Madison. Metcalf says this is the year to break the record number of brats sold.
Well, the record's 189,432, and we set it back in 2004. Our goal is 200,000, but we would be happy to break the record and sell, 189,433 if that's the case. And this weekend, hopefully in Madison, we're going
to
do it.
Metcalf says an enormous grill helps to handle the vast amount of sausages needed to keep up with demand. In addition to the Johnsonville World's Largest Touring Grill, Metcalf says other grills allow volunteers to cook over 14,000 brats an hour. Over 80 local celebrity cashiers are serving up the mouth-watering sausages, including a couple of area mayors, Madison's fire chief, lawmakers, TV reporters, and even First Lady Jessica Doyle. With the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and musical entertainment to accompany the brats and beverages, Metcalf says Bratfest is really a must-attend social event.
Yeah, we've got 50 bands with 80 hours of live music, and they're all local, kind of up-and-coming kind of bands. We've got a full carnival with a Ferris wheel, and we're teaching kids how to kayak. There's a little pond here. We have a rock climbing wall. There's just a lot of fun family things to do.
Over 4,000 volunteers donate over 12,000 hours of their time in order to acquire some of the proceeds of Bratfest for their charity. To date, Metcalf says they've raised over $670,000 for over 75 different groups or charities. New this year, the Double Johnny. Two Johnsonville brats on one bun. Bratfest runs through 6 o'clock Monday. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.